Hallelujah. Please, I believe you can all hear me. God bless you mightily for joining. Hallelujah. So, Gracie, God bless you for joining, my beloved sister. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Lily and Brother Paul. Lily, Trinity and Grace, yes, God bless all of you mightily, hallelujah. Bernard, man of God, God bless you mightily, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Sister Lily and Brother Paul, I don't know what documents you are waiting on the Lord for, but I saw some documents being released to you. Yeah, I saw some document being put into your hands. So I decree that by before this month comes to an end, whatever, thank you Holy Spirit, in the form of document that must be released to you, it is released in the name of Jesus. It is released in the name of Jesus. It is released in the name of Jesus. And Bernard, man of God, let me pray. I pray for you. Any devil that has been sent to steal from you, steal. Is it? I saw a door. And right at the gate of the door, there was a rat, a very big rat. And I was asking the Lord, Father, what does this mean? And the Lord says that a certain demon has been sent. And the demon is coming in the form of like a rat, an animal, like a rat. Yeah, that is how that demon projects itself. To steal, the demon has been assigned to steal from you, Bernard. But in the name of Jesus, that demon will not be able to enter that door to steal. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we strike that demonic animal dead by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' precious name, Mazut Eli Moshe Vini Kimbaba Izelo Paratinish Esprendi Livelot Izindera Kandeni Shelemambara Kolima Sambra Dijandarabaya Raidi Velos. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The one who just joined with a handle, humble, how are you? Humble, humble, how are you? I believe you are doing great. Humble, I believe you are doing great. Please, are you in ministry? Are you in ministry? Now, let me go straight forward. I don't know whether you are in ministry or not, but there is a mantle the Lord is releasing to you, and the mantle that the Lord is releasing to you, I see a name like Daniel. So God is releasing that mantle which was also upon Daniel, upon you. So position yourself well, please. You will be someone who will be good to interpret the times and the seasons. Yes, you will know the times and the seasons, and God will bless you with extraordinary knowledge and wisdom. And you will move in the prophetic, but position yourself well. Position. So I see a mantle like that falling upon you. I see a mantle like that. Banisha bazonik erene sembani venoni kenivanosh ezilela velik kozel seniv eriniv elivenit elero tezonish ezandaye ruadisha bari zenori kalivera tesong dambrandi oh kelimashandaya. And Gracie, there is a release of a higher grace upon you. You see, before speaking to Humble in the realm of the spirit, I saw like a waterfall. I saw like a waterfall, and you were standing beneath the waterfall, and the waters were just washing down on you like that. The waters were just washing down. You see, God is making you a blessing to many. Listen, God is making you a blessing to many. God is making you, because on the edges of the waterfall, I also saw a huge number of people, and they were all celebrating, like they were all happy. They were all happy. They were all happy. And Ujina is you now saying, I will say, Ahana me pese mi jina. And the waters were just falling upon you. A waterfall. Huge one. Huge one. So there is a higher release of grace and glory. Psalm 84 verse 11. There is a higher release of grace and glory upon you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord says he is making you a blessing unto many. He is making you a blessing unto many. He is making you a blessing unto many. The one with the handle, Evans Pinto, God bless you for joining. Evans, I don't know whether you are employed or not, but I pray for you. Any form of attack against the work of your hands, let it catch fire. Any form of attack, let it catch fire. Against the work of your hands, against your employment, let it catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, this is what the Lord showed me. So, I saw you seated. Okay, you were sitting on a stool. You were sitting on a stool. And a snake appeared from beneath of the stool. And the snake bit your hand. The snake bit your hand. In fact, I saw the index finger of your right hand. Oh, okay. You said I'm a teacher. Wow. The snake bit your hand. And I realized that your hand started getting swollen. Your hand was swelling up. Your hand. It was swelling up. It was swelling up. It was swelling up. It was swelling up. You were not able to do anything. And you were there. And the Lord says, I should pray for you. Concerning the work of your hands, concerning your finances, whatever attack of the enemy, whatever attack of the enemy against it, let it catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let it catch fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Share me name one, me name, but be careful you don't get into any problem with a certain twin. In fact, I am seeing this person to be like a lady. Kindly pray about it, okay? That you don't get into a problem with a twin. And the person is a lady. It's a lady because me who say ne mother ever pick up the issue. The mother will pick up the issue and it is going to be a problem against you. So kindly pray about it, okay? And just be watchful, okay? Please be watchful. Be watchful. Be watchful. Be watchful. He said, my finances, it is well. Alima Masonic Elivende Lo Barbara Adivendorosh Zelember Kikimbazoktele. Do you have anointing oil with you? Evans, please. Do you have Evans? Please, do you have anointing oil with you? Kindly let me know. 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 Humble. Be prayerful. And there is a priestly anointing on you. Eh? There is a priestly anointing on you. As in the days of old, like in the days of the tabernacle. In the realm of the spirit, I see a person like that holding the menorah, okay? Holding the menorah. Holding the menorah, lighting it up. There's a priestly anointing on you. Okay, please, kindly anoint that right palm, Evans. Kindly anoint. You anoint both palms. And let me pray for you, okay? Anoint both palms. Vele kumbo shendara zozora babaya eradana sheni lamba rana zende renek eredi barush ruzande velish humble. He said, I'm called into ministry. Wow. Glory, glory, glory. I'm greatly humbled. I'm greatly humbled. Please, are you done, Evans? Are you done? Are you done anointing your palms? Kuzala, Zozo, Zolo, Zine, Shemra, Shingre, Shibre, Shembre. Arzoni, Balini, Shelly, Veleni, Zonish. Okay. Eliebe, 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 Eliebe. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your servant Evans. Ebadi bagara da zandara kelebosha. any attack deployed against the work of his hands, against his finances, I speak by reason of the oil, Holy Spirit, let it break now. I decree an end to any satanic onslaught against him. Ba'ini vekeli babali zuneri ilimbri zuzundi vilando eshemidara zitolo kalisha rikendos elembra. Break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Bahalish ilemba zinik erande kweno zini elenish delizeli balish elembra konisha zenit elibre zuzwa helemenesh ezalambinish kwamba zenit elibalit balush ezbrandi. Let your hands be loosened right now from the chains and the bondage of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I release you into higher prosperity in the name of Jesus. The yoke is broken off you, the burden is lifted. Prosper mightily in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Ibali masene melesh elibara dinizenek eravinesh kuselambara de sunia telemen. Chile Mazurie. Evans, let me ask this, Evans. Please, is there anybody close to you, a lady, with a name like Mavis or Mercy, a name like that, Mavis or Mercy, and who is also close to you, born on a Thursday and Wednesday, Thursday, and any lady close to you by name like Mavis or Mercy, and how are you related with them? Please, how are they related? Please kindly let me know, okay? Yabana Zanak Alema Shinik Erende. Intercessory prayer room. God bless you so much, woman of God. God bless you for joining. I celebrate grace. God bless you. Ra'akaliba Shandaya. Okay, kindly let me know, please, how they are related to you. Babalus Eredivalot Elibara. Amen and amen. Mahali Mashandi. Now, wherever you are, I just want you to open your mouth, begin to praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to open your mouth, begin to praise God. Psalm 44, verse 8. He said, in God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Oh, in God we boast. Mavis is my family sister. Okay. Yeah, and I also asked about the days, Wednesday and Thursday, how they are connected to you. So kindly let me know. Kabazuni Paradini Vananasha. In God we boast, or we don't boast in our possession. No. He said, in God. That is the psalmist speaking. That is David. In God we boast. There are some of you boast in your ankles. Your ankles are going to die one day. Hallelujah. Yeah. Some of you boast in money. You boast in your cars. Immediately the car gets a problem. Bam. You are just confused. You boast in them. But for us, we boast in God. And he said, and praise thy name forever and ever. Balama shangala basandaraya kuyara shele bereshana zanene. please, with the Mavis. With the Mavis, do you know, please, do you know her birthday and the day that she was born? With the Mavis, her birthday and the day that she was born, that is her soul day. Please, do you know it? If you know it, let me know. Okay, then let me, I don't know her birthday, okay, but tell her this message. This year, in her birth month, let her pray, okay? In her birth month, let her fast and pray. And cancel any wicked plot of the enemy against her life. I see her at the hospital in a critical condition. Okay, I see her in the hospital in a critical condition. And that is the message I can pass on to you. That is all I can say. But our God is a God who delivers. I don't know her. I don't know where she is, what she does. I don't know all that. But please, if you can relate the message to her, kindly let her know that in her birth month this year, let her, thank you, Holy Spirit, let her fast and pray. I will not say that she should fast and pray for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Let her be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. All of us, we have the Holy Spirit in us. All of us, we have the Holy Spirit in us. So the Spirit of the Lord will guide her. The Spirit of the Lord will guide her. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, beloved, I just want you to open your mouth. Just praise God. We praise God. I want you to praise God. We praise God for His works, for what He has done, for what He is doing, for what He is about to do. Now, when you look at the skies, when you look at the clouds, it is just a marvel. Hallelujah. It is just a marvel. It is so marvelous. It is so marvelous. And I want you to open your mouth and praise God, bless His holy name for His marvelous works. And Shene Kebaba. Oh, ze elele vali doni dani danande. Chenizinga gaga. Diodo bere dere tene zene. Oh, zini vile ire iye. Iba, 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 iba. Komba senendie zo ele beba rashenda. Konezi zo de elivrene. Eshembera elemba resembren de sembrandaya. Ivraka le shalababaya. Raidi velosh izak de lembaya. Rosali menori derinani shalebale. Elio babane zak dendi kombelaha. Welo zindi velendo shinimamba shinimamba. Konos artele. Oh, we praise your holy name, Abba God. Ikate leba. Elubali tu la zendela. Ah, shaiba bazo deve. Nenye ko ze egdende zidiesh. Ezizuni kimbi. Elibara. Shabara zoni die. Elembre musha aradan delemo Mercy, O God, have mercy, 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 mercy. Show us thy mercy, my Father. Show us thy mercy, my Father. Show us thy mercy, my Father. Show us thy mercy. Elemene, lemene, shenene, izele, babrai. Kivelene, jabanda, razon de kembra. Zuzoro, zenele, zinini, zunerai. Elibri, dezalo, delechamba, lebazindai. Canavala, vinozene, radavene. O deli maara deine shamanele zunikele. O lomo sha babane zenini venelo. Alimba ba zu anini tai ikna. E zelembre shamba kabalo kinina. Di galeman bale derenis olembambaye. Ve elimbe zinik elebare. Can you praise God, somebody? I want you to just praise him. I want you to just praise God. I want you to just praise God. Please praise him, somebody. Praise God. Libasha. Oh, imane shelembine zele mama. Ko zeliane velelo. Jenny Zelandorie Yanana Yabaro Shelimeno Zeno Zeno Imiluni Sherene Mama Mama Hembre Libaro Sheleveni She. Oh, we praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name, King of Kings. Oh, Saba Baba Ba. You shall ekembe sele mambre. Oh, what did you use, oh God, in making the tree? What did you use in creating the waters? What did you use in creating the dust of which you formed man? Indeed, your ways are great and mightier. Your ways are mysterious. Elemish elebalaba onoza onoza shababa ikaba idede enivaba bababa ozo eke iba enye ezate ru apele embie ta adivelush. Ma adiri di bara desh elevra konuzini delig alei ibaye. Ah, dalemenane kombe ibara zingle zuzuri iranda ipale ne embre sembri keli ribaria. Oh, shelye shelye. Yibarazi le brende Radavali baru kali veleira Zizo ronosh elma idba atma Ele ru elimbresh Baiba li bandori Ziruk alembra zonitai. Evans, I asked about the days Wednesday and Thursday. Now, in fact, I'm more concerned with the day Thursday. Now, I don't know, but there is somebody God is going to bless around you. The person is born on a Thursday, and that person is going to stay overseas. And God is going to prosper that person greatly overseas. Pray into it, because it will also be a great blessing to you. Okay, pray into it. And again, I pray for the lady Mavis. I pray for her. I use you as a point of contact to her. And I pray for her that in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever is an ikabod, let it be reversed whatever is and whatever the enemy is deploying against her to take her glory away, let it be reversed. 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 Let it be reversed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I decree the returning of the glory. Zalambra shakandele buhataya. In Jesus' name. He said, I'm still processing my documents to outside. Wow. Rushali baradi banori zenere zenere. But actually, what I saw was a person born on a Thursday. But that person will be a blessing to you greatly also. Hallelujah. Sister Louisa, let me pray for you. Is it when we were praising, whilst we were praising the Lord, it got to a time I was just saying, mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, show us. Yeah, it was something that I was seeing about you. Malema Sharaya. Now, this is what I saw. I saw a cup, Sister Louisa. I saw a cup, and the cup was inverted. The cup was inverted. There was water in it. But the water wasn't coming out. The water did not flow out of it. The cup was inverted. And someone was giving the cup to you. Now, when the person gave the cup to you, you were marveling that, how is it that the cup is inverted and the water is not being poured out? So I saw the cup inverted and the person said, drink of it. Drink of it. So you turned the cup up, you turned it in the right direction with the opening up. And when you turned it, you looked into it, and that is when the Lord opened your eyes and you saw that in fact it is ice. The water in the cup is ice and it is black. So I saw you struggling with a person and you were like, no, you are not going to drink it. And it was being offered not only to you, but also to your husband. And you were all battling with it. That no, you were not, you were struggling. Actually, you were the one struggling. Your husband was just standing beside you. And you were struggling with the person that no, you were not going to drink it. Now, this is what the Lord says. And this is what the Lord says, I should tell you. Please, I don't know, but you and your husband, you should be careful. It is like someone is about to give you people a certain amount of money to start a project, but pray about it, otherwise it will bring problems onto both of you. I don't know whether it is like the person will give it to you as a loan, either you or your husband. It will come in the form of like a loan like that. Like, oh, take this money for this. But it is going to create problems. So kindly pray into it. Yeah, it's a huge money. Moyaya baba, moyaya baba, moyaya baba, moyaya baba, ene ika, moyaya baba, iza ine, zene, ivele ru ene, she izeni berenie, ilemri tezonde, ke baba ni venit ele era. Oh, shini keme zide imbre zuzone ile bere. Oh, my father, I bless your holy name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He wants to get a place and wanted us to do a joint account to pick a loan. Wow. Please pray about it. Mumba humpaye why. And the Lord will direct both of you what to do. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 I haven't agreed, Apostle. It is well. It is well. God works in mysterious ways. You know, there is one woman of God who have been joining the podcast from time to time. And last Sunday, I was at church. Last Sunday, we were at church. Whilst the man of God was preaching, when the Lord whispered the lady's name to me, and I said, why am I at church? The man of God is preaching and the Lord is whispering this lady's name to me. And the Lord said, pray for her concerning the work of her hands. I said, really? So I wrote down her name in my diary so that I will not forget. And he said, pray for her concerning the work of her hands. I said, okay. So right after the church service, we came to the house. I got something to eat. And whilst I was about to sleep, now I wanted to take some rest. Then the Lord reminded me again, have you forgotten what I instructed you to do? I said, hey, yes, boss. So I picked my phone and I sent her a voice note of what the Lord has instructed me to do. And that was when she told me that for the past almost 4 months, her business has become some way bikura. I said, some of these things tell us Elio. So if God has not revealed it to me, it would have just been going on like this. sleep, no sleep until you do. Yeah, some of these things inform us early. But you see, God is a and she told me that she has been on God. She has been on God for a while. She has been on God. I said, wow. Wow. Sometimes that is what the Lord does. That is what the Lord does. I remember a certain lady whose mother got into some whose mother wasn't feeling well, and I think I wrote it in one of our groups that we should lift up this particular lady in prayers. So whilst I wrote it, I was there when the Lord told me, it is okay, I want you to pray. You are the key. He said, you are the key. That's what he told me. He said, you are the key to unlock this miracle for the woman. So I want you to call the woman right now and pray for her. I said, hey, really? I said, okay. Because the problem was so strong that it needed a surgery. And I was like, I said more. So right there, I called the woman. I called the woman, prayed for her, gave her direction as I was led by the Holy Spirit. As I was led by the Holy Spirit. And to the glory of God, whatever was troubling her was dissolved away. I think it was 2 days after the prayers, the daughter called. And the daughter said, this is what happened to my mother, so, so, and so. The very day that you prayed for her that night, this is the dream that she had. She had this, this, this. She went to the hospital and said, the thing is no more. I said, you see, it is about prompt obedience. Prompt obedience. Hallelujah. Prompt. He said, I could not hear you. Oh, okay. Oh, you could not hear me because of the network. Okay. What was I saying? Don't worry. I'll come back to you when the Spirit will remind me. Yeah. Prompt obedience is the key. Hallelujah. Prompt obedience is the key. Prompt obedience is the key. Prompt obedience is the key. So when God speaks, hallelujah. Yeah, there are times that he will be silent, but even when God is silent, you get into his word, you hear him. Hallelujah. Yeah, you hear him through his word. Through his word. God doesn't perform magic. He works miracles through us. He works miracles through us. He doesn't perform magic. Miracles are worked out through us. When we went to Supernatural Arena, I was explaining it to them. When you read about them, the man at the beautiful gate, hallelujah, the Bible talks about the man at the beautiful gate, and the Bible said that the man looked intently into the eyes. He looked intently into the eyes of Peter. That is attention. The man carried an expectation. The man was attentive. The man was ready to receive from Peter. No, this is how miracles are worked. There are some of you, sometimes you go to a prayer meeting, you go to a program with no expectation. You go and you don't have a listening ear. You don't have a listening ear. All that you are waiting for is to receive a prophetic word. Yeah. But you see, many the Bible says that the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Christ. Listen, I love to speak to people this way, as I am led by the Spirit of God, but I have come to realize and even believe more that the real prophetic word is the word of God that we read, the word of God that we study. That is the real prophetic word. Oh, I have been joining many podbeans. I've been attending church for about almost 3 months. I have not gotten a word from God. No prophet has. All the prophets who attend our church, they don't prophesy to me. Have you been listening to the word of God? I believe your pastors have been preaching to you and you have never received a prophetic word from the preaching. I was reading the biography of a certain woman of God, and it is written in the biography that this woman actually did not attend school. She was a blockheaded, let me use that word, and her teachers condemned her and all that. But when the woman began to read the Bible, when the woman paid attention, I will not say even read the Bible, but paid attention to the word of God, the Holy Spirit helped her to read the Bible. And it is said of her that there was a time they gave her a manuscript. So the Holy Spirit helped her to read the Bible and she was able to read small. There was a time they gave her a manuscript to read, a certain manuscript, like a paper to read. And while she was reading, she was finding it difficult to mention the words. But she came across one particular word. And she mentioned that the word is Lord. Then she said, but this Lord is not that of my Savior. Because if it were to be my Savior, I would have felt his fire in my heart. I would have felt his fire in my heart. And indeed, when they checked, yes, it was, she wasn't reading the Bible. It was just a manuscript about a certain Lord, you know, those days, Lord something. She said, if it were to be that of my Savior, I would have felt my heart burning. I would have felt fire. What do you feel when you even read the Bible? Some of you, you just read, you see, Smith Wigglesworth, he said, you all love to read your Bible, but I love to read mine in the Holy Ghost. She said, If it were to be my Lord, I will feel his fire burning in my heart. This was a woman who was captivated by the intimacy with the Lord. When you hear the name of Jesus, what happens to you? Some of you, when you hear the name of Jesus, oh, it is like another Jesus, maybe another Jesus, maybe Jesus from Spain. And so you are not able to release the power in that name, because you are having a broken fellowship with him. You only come to know of his name deeper by intimacy, by an unbridged fellowship. An unbridged fellowship. And I pray that that grace will rest upon your life, that you will have unbridged fellowship with the Lord. Unbridged. Let that grace rest upon your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Unbridged fellowship. Manele meshana makabaya. Yeah, so yabraka yasayata inevrenetaya. Evans, I don't know, but I don't know, maybe it was the second part when I was prophesying about Mavis. Yeah, I was prophesying about Mavis that what did I say? Holy Spirit, help me. Bali mashallah. I was prophesying about Mavis that whatever represents Ichabod should be reversed. Amen and amen, Sister Louisa. God bless you, Mom. Amen and amen. Whatever represents Ichabod against her. Now, when we talk about Ichabod, Ichabod means that the glory is taken away. Anything being deployed here to attack the glory on her life will be reversed. And I decree restoration of her glory. Hallelujah. Beloved, we bless God. You know, we are in the month of April. Hallelujah. We are in the month of April, and the month of April happens to be our month. I love the month of April. Hallelujah. It happens to be our month of financial miracles. Hallelujah. And it is going to be your testimony in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it is going to be your month of financial miracles. Financial miracle, financial miracles, financial miracles. Your monies are going to be increased. Yeah, your money are going to be increased. So, wow, point Trinity's birthday next week. Wow, glory, glory, glory. And Evans, I was born in April. Wow, let that grace rest upon you almightily. So that is what the Lord laid on my heart last year, that the month of April is going to be our month of financial miracles. Hallelujah. Financial miracles. Financial miracles. Now, I believe that there are two main, okay, so it means there are plenty, but there are two main reasons why God blesses us financially. I believe that the first one is that God blesses us financially, that we will be able to advance the kingdom. Hallelujah. Advance the, so financial breakthroughs or financial miracles places us in a place of advantage. Now, your advancement in life is mostly determined by your advantages. Hallelujah. If you are disadvantaged, it is difficult for you to advance. But when you are advantaged, you advance more. So the Bible says that the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things. Now, the word better there, it is the word advantage in the Greek, advantage. So the blood of Jesus gives us an advantage.
so that we will advance. Hallelujah. We will advance in life. We will advance the kingdom of God. So God will place you in strategic positions, in a place of advantage. One, to advance his kingdom, and two, to advance your life also. And why does God bless you financially to advance your life? He blesses you financially to advance your life so that you will be able to overcome the temptations of the enemy. Hallelujah. Listen, let me make this statement. I am more cautious of the lack of money than the love of money. I am more cautious of the lack of money than the love. Now, many people are doing a whole lot, not because of the love of money, but because of the lack of money. Now, you go to our senior high schools and you weep. Listen, you will weep. What some of the little girls are into, even in some of the universities, because of lack of money. Not the love of money, lack of money. Lack of money. You weep. You weep. God help us. I was speaking to a girl one time somewhere, and the girl did not want to open up, but the friend opened up, and the friend opened up about some struggles the parents are going through. So if the girl even wants money for the menstrual pad and others, no other things, and then she just have to give in to a man to get some money to, oh God. I said, oh God, have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. But God is putting you in a strategic position of financial advantage this month. Financial advantage. My heart is even broken. Another girl also went to a friend of mine, and the girl has not even been able to register well for the WASI. She went to a friend of mine and she opened up, and it was a similar story. The girl was very bold to share that with my friend. My friend is also a man of God, a very great man of God. Hallelujah. God will help us. Even with this free education, so this is our month of financial miracles. Hallelujah. Now, in the tree, we call April Oforisio, right? Your friend April said that Oforisio. And I said, I'm also my friend Ojenko, Oforisio, and I said Ojenko. Now, those times, is that even Laura Fair, yeah, the girls, it's true, Laura Fair, yeah. So in those days, when the farmers, you know, when the farmers plant the yam seeds and all that, mostly those times the yam seeds, you say from January, and so it is in the month of Ninti Anam friend or Jenko, and he said it is the savior of the mounds. In Kofiena Omabobono, it is in the month of April, Anna in Sio Shas, yes, Toto. In the month of April, Anna in Sio Shas, yes, Toto. Now, the number 4 actually is also a number of fruitfulness. So I am not so surprised that this is connected to the month of April. And God said that it is going to be our month of financial miracles. Beloved, hear me. This month is loaded for somebody. This morning, I'm just giving you the prophetic timeline. The prophetic timeline for April. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you the prophetic timeline for the month of April. Then we will pray only one prayer point. Then tomorrow, God willing, we will get into some other prayers. So, whereby the rain begins to fall, and also dew. There is dew, and I will stretch so much on the dew. There is dew in the night. Hallelujah. There is dew in the night. There is dew in the night. Now, the word April is from the Latin word aperio. Aperio. Hallelujah. It is from the Latin word aperio. It is from the Latin word aperio. And aperio, aperio means to open. Hallelujah. Aperio means to open. Now, I was just looking at some meanings of the word open. One meaning of the word open means access. So, this month, God is giving you unrestricted access. God is giving you unlimited access. I don't know what you have been looking forward to. You have been searching here and there and you are not getting it. But you have the access now. The Lord is giving you the access right now. Take the access to it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you have entered the month of April. Therefore, access is granted unto you in Jesus' precious name. Now, the word open also means to be receptive. To be receptive. That means to be in a position to receive. I decree that for whatever blessing that God has scheduled for you to receive this month, I decree you will not miss it, and that you will strategically be positioned to receive. May you be receptive in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. The word open against means to spread, to expand. It means to spread. Ayavala deni vegadaya. It means to spread, to expand. In the name above every other name, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I decree, may you receive divine expansion. May you receive divine expansion. Let your grounds be expanded. Let your grounds be expanded. Hey, divine expansion. Let God spread your blessings. In the name of Jesus, let limitations be broken. In Jesus' name. It also means exposure. It means exposure. Hallelujah. Whatever project that you are having and it seems to be in obscurity, I decree from today, let it be exposed. I decree divine exposure upon your calling. I decree divine exposure upon your businesses. In the name, any negative word spoken in your direction against your business to hinder, to obscure, to obstruct, it also means unobstructed. Let it catch fire in the name of Jesus. Receive divine exposure. Receive divine exposure. And I decree, may God expose the plot and the plans of your enemies to you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord also told me that this month you are going to receive dream miracles. There are miracles you are going to receive, and it will come by dreams. There are some of you, there are some employment, there are some jobs you are going to receive, and you will see everything vividly first in a dream. Your husband, your wife that you are supposed to marry, where you are supposed to be in the next 5 years, 10 years, God is going to reveal them to you vividly in a dream. There are some miracles you will dream, and somebody will be giving you a huge amount of money. You will wake up in the morning, you will receive a call. You will receive a call from that person. Vivid dreams. Dreams of blessings. Dreams of miracles. In the name of Jesus, I decree that suffering is overturned in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God wanted to cut a covenant with Abraham. He said, Abraham, lie down. Abraham slept. And when Abraham woke up, God had cut a covenant. And this covenant will become the blessing of the Lord upon Israel, even to date. The blessing was released when Abraham was asleep. There are miracles God is going to release to you even in your sleep. Even when you are asleep, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. Don't go to bed in the night expecting a certain cow to be chasing you. Expecting a certain giant to be beating you up. As for me, when I go to bed, a demon appears, a dog comes to bite me. I decree and declare that demonic torment comes to an end in your life. In the name of Jesus, scripture says that we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ. Therefore, I prophesy and I decree heavenly order of dreams, heavenly order of dreams, heavenly order of dreams upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. The word open also means to bring up. It means to bring up. It means to bring up in this month of April. Lebarakadanish elembreho. Dene dinish izenik ilembahadaya. The egg de zunzundeli mashangra. Rain de zunik ilembri. Every shembre. I release the angels of God to bring up your blessings. I release the angels of God to bring up your blessings. Nahum 2 verse 2. Nahum 2 verse 2. The Bible says, for the Lord has turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel. For the emptiest have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. I pray for you, and I release the angelic orders called the emptiers. Let them begin to empty the storehouses of the enemy of your blessings. Hey, I release the emptiers into the storehouses, into the warehouses of the enemy, wherever your blessings are being kept. Let the emptiers enter there right now, and let them begin to enter. Let them begin to empty. Let them empty. Let them empty the warehouses of the devil of your blessings. Let them empty the blessings unto you. Let it be released unto you. Let them empty the devil of all your blessings. In the name of Jesus, any blessing that belongs to you that the devil has hoarded, confiscated, hey, let the emptiest, Ibana Kandali Shahadabaya, empty, enter the warehouse and empty all your blessings from that place into your account on earth here in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I was reading Nahum this dawn. And that was when, for the first time, I came across this emptiness. I was like, wow, there are angels who are called emptiness, and they are sent to empty. So it means that whatever belongs to me that the devil is holding on to, I can send them there, and they will recover it unto me. They will empty the pocket of the devil of all that belongs to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the word open also means to enter. I pray for somebody, by the grace and the mercies of God, wherever, whichever ground that God, oh please, Nahum 2 verse 2, yes please, whichever ground that God has prepared for you to enter this year, this month of April, you are entering there in the name of Jesus. Nobody, nothing is going to stop you. Nobody, nothing is going to stop you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Makandebos ketenebos sayataya. Leisa ibili in tezondera ikmahaya. Zolesh embali solemra in de vrendish. Now, finally, I will touch on the second part of the month of April tomorrow, God willing. Hallelujah. Now, I talked about Ophoricio. And when I talked about Ophoricio, I talked about the rain and the dew. Hallelujah. Velaja zone shele. Bezolos ilambra sambri kebaya. I talked about Ophoricio and I talked about the dew. Now, one thing about the dew is that metaphorically, the dew actually represents anointing, favor, abundance, revelation, truth, and it also represents renewal. Hallelujah. The dew, it is a metaphor, a symbol for God's anointing, favor, abundance, revelation, truth, and renewal. And this is the month of April. I want you to pray. You are praying only one prayer point this morning. And you are saying that, Father, as I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the dew of heaven. And thank you for the outpouring of your rain upon my grounds. And Father, thank you for the fruitfulness I see all around me. And I prophesy I am flourishing even in these hard times. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Please open your mouth and pray. Yabadima. Sorry. Kambasuta yadabadaba. Lipayande lebo shakata. Eskete lebara mashande. Vrekete de lemba songa da yagada. Ey zusa bayanda zukaya. Esentene mezum dali valida. Elegada de. Father, thank you right now. We thank you for the dew that we are receiving. The dew that is falling upon us, the dew of your favor, the dew of your abundance, the dew of your blessings, the dew of the fresh anointing, the dew of the revelation truth. Igadus atuza, idegedele gataya, the dew of fruitfulness, the outpouring of that rain of glory all upon us today in this month of April. Yabadosh eketoza, 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 eketoza. Rabde de. We are assessing new grounds. We are assessing new graces. We are assessing new realms in the glory. Ekonozondo pagadaya. Raga
Kadakadea, Yabadosh Agadaya, Yeza da 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 da, Iparagadaya. The drought is over. 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 Gadosh Egede, Ragagagaga, Yabazendaya, Izakadagada. Bragadesh empalagada izanda deya yakadosh akadeya bragadada daya yakomba lagada ye pande de 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 Gavanda izanda masumbaya bragade legataya ezededeya ye zubanda lagataya brekete legataya imbragagagagaga yabale kambaleya bragadadadaya apemba la hadima ivedededeya alibandozia breketeya azendandele mahada Bragadesha, 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 in the name of Jesus. And the dew is also a symbol of the presence of God. Now, when you read the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 36 to 40, the Bible talks about a young man by name Gideon. And when God had ordered and assigned Gideon for a battle, Gideon said, no, God, I want to test you. I want to test you. Now, I'm going to put something on the floor. And when I put this thing on the floor, in the morning, I want the floor to be dry, but I want dew to come upon the fleas. And the Bible says that the next morning when he went, the Lord had done it. And he said, Lord, you know, I'm not tempting you, but I want it again. And this time around, I want the dew to be covering the ground, but I want the fleas to be dry. He went the next morning and it has happened. And by this, he knew that the Lord was with him. In this month, the presence of God is going to be so tangible in your life. You are going to walk by his presence and in his presence. In the name of Jesus, you are going to flow with his presence. You are going to see his presence in everything that you do. In the name of Jesus. Genesis 27:28, my last scripture. Passion Translation, Genesis 27:28. Passion Translation, he said, may God, this was Isaac blessing Jacob, the son. He said, may God give you heaven's dew. Now, when the heaven's dew comes upon you, what happens? May God give you the heaven's dew. The second thing, the fatness of earth and an abundance of grain and new wine. Oh my God. May God, the first thing, may God give you heaven's dew, the fatness of earth and an abundance of grain and new wine. I prophesy this upon your life, that in this month, may you walk, and this one said, the earth's richness. Habalashemrai. Let the richness in the earth and of the earth be gathered unto somebody now. Be gathered unto you in the name of Jesus, the fatness of the earth, the richness of the earth, in the name of Jesus, an abundance of grain and new wine. Gamazanda Radaya Valabaya Rikebosh Ande. I decree strange financial miracles all around you. Oh, reyande. Rekemoshandaya. As Joseph filled the sack of his siblings with the grain, oh, let your bank account be filled supernaturally. Let your Momo account be filled supernaturally. In that, let your pocket be filled supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are some of you, you will put money in your purse and you will know that this money I put in my purse, it was only 100 Ghana cedis. It was only 10 cedis. But the money has increased. I decree that miracle. Let it be released unto you this morning. In the name of Jesus, you will count them and you will see that there is an increase. There is an increase. May God pay off your debt for you. Oh, Sheila. Shela Izene. Shela Izene. Shela Izene. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call it done. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, God bless you. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll continue. There are some other aspects we'll touch on tomorrow, God willing. And all that I will ask is that continue to pray for us. Hallelujah. As we are preparing for the I race. Yeah, the next I race. I think this is going to be the last one of the year. Yeah, then we'll look. A time will come, I believe, a time will come. We will do in every year, we will be able to do I race in all the regional capitals in Ghana. Yeah, but this year we are preparing the next one in May. Yeah, just next month. Yeah, May in the Volta region. So kindly keep us in prayers and pray for us that God will bring in all the finances. Now, one of the things that we are planning to do, as I said, I told you last week, is a prophet, all you are saying is with me. Wow, glory. Yeah, I'm humble, sir. So all that we are praying about, we have been planning, is that this year for the I race, for Volta region I race, we are planning to send Bibles and Christian literatures over there. Yeah, I've shared this with you, so kindly pray about it for us. And we are also planning also to make a donation to the flood victims over there. Yeah, all these things are things that the Lord has impressed on my heart for us to do. So kindly keep us in prayers for God to make provision for us. Hallelujah. Yeah, and in any way that you also can help, kindly help us. Yeah, we need the Bibles and the Christian literatures most importantly. Hallelujah. So thank you so much for your time, and the Lord bless you all again. Amen. Amen and amen. Intercessory prayer room, God bless you more. Sister Lillian, brother, for God bless you more. Amen and amen. Sister Louisa, amen and amen. God bless you more. God bless you more. So, beloved, thank you so much. Oh, Evans, he said, I'm in the Upper West region. Oh, okay, okay. Wow, wow, wow. I'm greatly humbled. We give glory to God. We give glory to God. We give glory to God. I didn't know you went. Oh, I'm humbled. Please, maybe tomorrow, God willing. For now, the Lord is not revealing anything to me. It is well. But I decree greater glory upon you, woman of God. I decree greater glory. I decree greater glory in the name of Jesus. Mr. Kingsley, amen and amen. God bless you more. God bless you more. Yeah, so tomorrow, God willing, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., please, we will meet.
And surprisingly, it has been raining since dawn. Yeah, surprisingly, it has been raining over here since dawn. Wow. Wow. Yeah, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I was up very early today. Yeah, and it was when I was preparing the messages, then later on I saw that it has started raining. But we give glory. Amen and amen. I receive Gracie, I receive in Jesus' name. Amen. God strengthen you again. Amen. Amen. Oh, we just started in Takrade. Okay. Amen, my baby. You are preaching. Yes, so she's here with me. Adepa is here with me. Oh, what is it? Say hello. 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 Enye easy. Say hello. Ono ampa wa ye di si ha no. The Holy Spirit is here pa. yes, yes, it's true. It's true. It's true. Okay, please thank you so much and bye for now. Amen. Amen, Bernard. Amen, man of God. God bless you more. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, so yes, very soon. Very soon. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Adepa. Yeah. So very soon you will be carrying a mic. Yeah. Bye bye. Kalama sheme nene zene mene ande elevela le no shene nene. Oh yes, please. I believe you saw my number. We can communicate. Yeah. We can communicate. My number is 0 0246. Okay, yeah. So you after here, maybe right after here, 10 minutes time. You can kindly call, please. 10 minutes time or whenever you are free. Okay. Yeah. 10 minutes time or whenever you are free. You can call. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.